money management without the headaches. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the election spotlighted the changing role of media, new landscape, a more targeted advertising strategy by political action groups and candidates. Social media was everywhere. Let's take a closer look at with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Chris and Sherman, good to be here as always.
What were the effective tools that were used this year, and how does this compare to even 4 years ago?
The effective tool, the big winner in this whole thing, is to be local broadcast television. Now, compared to 4 years ago, which is a great question, television advertising is up about 40%. And you wonder, why in the world would it be up 40% in 4 years? I think the answer to that is the Citizens United decision that basically cleared the way for almost unlimited spending on the part of super political action committees. And you know what the interesting thing is, you guys? Super PACs actually pay higher rates. They're maybe up to five times the normal rates in some cases at TV stations, who are doing all they can to do something called bump and shave, which means bumping programs around and moving, trying to create inventory by maybe shaving a little off the news, shaving a little off programs, so they can sell as much of this as possible, this inventory they have, which of course is their time, to the tune of $6 billion this year, and a lot of that going to local TV news stations.
So that's a really traditional advertising medium for campaigns. So that's the winner.
It really is, and that traditional way to play this game, it continues to be local television news. You know, a lot of the pundits and a lot of the people who were looking at this last time in 2008 really thought that we'd see a huge change to digital media in terms of the media spend in this election cycle. But it turns out that media spend on the digital side really wasn't there. Yeah, there was a lot of effort focused on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, in fact, set a new record last night for elections, but it wasn't monetized. The money is still being spent on local broadcast television. And believe it or not, that $6 billion figure doesn't even include the local cable advertising buy, which, of course, is a little different now in the fact that you can actually target it by zip code. And if you're living in a battleground state, I mean, you're bombarded by these ads. And I'll tell you something else. If you own a television station in a battleground state, wow, it's payday.
It's interesting you say that they were getting such high rates for these super PAC ads. My understanding was that media were selling political ads, or were required actually to sell media ads at the lowest point on their rate cards, but evidently that is false information.
They are to the campaigns, but when it comes to the super PACs, that changes. And so what you end up with is you end up in a bidding war of sorts for scarce time. And you take a look at some of the media ownership groups that own large swaths of local television stations in the battleground states, and you're looking at companies like Scripps and Media Journal, Journal Communications, Gannett, Meredith. They're looking to have a real payday, and this will obviously really go down as a nice third and fourth quarter for them.
All of us were inundated, of course, with robocalls, which I would imagine in the scheme of things cost next to nothing. But, everybody was getting mailers also for individual candidates. I'm not sure what the exact cost of that is, but if it didn't benefit the candidates, I suspect it would have benefited the post office, the postal service needing every dime it can grab these days.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the direct mail piece is still a part of this. But you'll notice that the direct mail part of this really focuses on more of a hyper-local type of a spend. I haven't been able to pull any numbers on what that looks like, but a couple of things that I've seen in terms of how those dollars are spent, it is definitely for local candidates and local legislative districts, local and congressional districts, but that tends to be a little more of a hyper-local focus. Yes, of course, we do get some mailers from the primary candidates, and again, you know, in the national races, and if you're in a battleground state, you're going to see more of that, but again, the focus is just, if you take a look at the graph, it just leaps out at you. It is local television where the money goes.
All right. Well, clearly one of the things I noticed with the mailers was that the pattern of negative ads was continued, and they seem to reinforce what appears on TV or radio.
Tom, let's talk about content for a minute. I spent a little time yesterday going back and forth between coverage on MSNBC and Fox News. Is it lucrative for these cable companies to be partisan and have a point of view. Does that bring in the advertising dollars?
You know, in terms of being able to show an ROI on that, in other words, to be able to demonstrate, well, this is how it would have gone for you had you not taken this approach, and this is how it's gone for you because you did. I don't really think that kind of a metric exists, but certainly one can make a very strong argument for being a niche player. You've got the traditional networks who, you know, are all things to all people and trying to play it, you know, fairly down the middle. Of course, that's up for debate, but I mean, their brand is that they're neutral, arbiters of information, whereas Fox and NBC are definitely segmenting that audience and looking for buys to come their way as a result of that. So it's certainly, I can speak to the big picture, which is it is certainly a strategy to set yourself apart in a continually fragmenting and narrower, sections of the addressable audience out there. So yeah, you've certainly seen that. It was certainly evident in this year's coverage. Does it result in more profit? I think that's a great question. It'll be interesting to see if any research comes out to see if there's a way to backtest that.
Just a quick general question, Tom. Not politics, but advertising in general. Is the increasing strength of the economy stimulating more advertising buys on the corporate level?
You know what's really interesting is if it wasn't for political ads this year, advertising overall, especially on the television side, which is what I'm most familiar with, would be flat. So the single-digit bumps we're going to get this year out of some of the local broadcast ownership groups are going to be as a result of a couple of things. One, Olympics, and two is this election cycle. If you take those numbers out of the mix, 2012 will have been another flat year.
Well, you can't say politicians don't help the economy then, right? Tom,
that's for sure.
All right. Thanks, Tom, for joining us today. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.